The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's the 29th of May, 2019, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue in there.
Good morning.
Sue is taking on more roles around here, news, production, sales. Got some hot ones going the other day.
Yes, pretty exciting. Well, you guys looked exciting this morning.
Well, you know,
they're dancing.
Well, you know, we got the window open. It's clean. The sun is shining.
Chance of thunderstorms.
Part of the other. Yeah, that's right. Take it while you get it. And, you know, we've had just an incredible. And by the way, Sue, just compliments to you. You have been on a self-transformation, and we've watched you. Do like this incredible journey, watch you in through your journey, and you're just, you know, the way you show up in the morning, first of all, how you are such the consummate professional, but how you show up in the morning and just watching how you are loving your body.
Absolutely.
And we feel it. We can see it. You know, we can, you know, testify that, you know, Sue has really got it going on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So there you go. All right. So now let's talk about where we are heading in the weather department here right now as we look out the window downtown. It's absolutely fabulous out. It's mostly sunny. Our temperatures look like they're about 89 today, but there will be, according to the National Weather Service, slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Then partly cloudy with 63. I don't know if we're going to. Was it this morning? I think I was watching on KRCR. How many body shops are flooded with cars, Carl, that have dents from those snowballs? I was singing the national anthem at the Tiger Field. We saw the ominous clouds.
Yes.
And my friend Peggy, we stood there on a home base, or the mound, excuse me, and the clouds were forming, and everybody was looking, and you could see this rainbow right by the flag that was just flying with the wind. You know, I call that full, like it was full mast. It was just, you know, and the clouds behind it was just like really a beautiful picture. But we had no idea that people had like a mile away hail. And people were talking, pulling their phones out. It was severe, severe.
It said, mine said just severe thunderstorms. It didn't say anything about tornado.
Tornado warning.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about that. And then, you know, but our EAS went off. Or EBS went off and during
that's
the game.
That's our emergency broadcast.
That went off during the game and said that they're having a
severe weather.
Well, no, it said a tornado alert. It didn't say or warning. It was one of the whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It didn't say it was touching down. Though we have since seen pictures. My goodness, of a it looks like a you said it perfectly. It looks like a UFO from a movie, perfectly round. Starting to, you know, above the sky here. And so many great pictures over from the Sundial Bridge.
They were black, rolling clouds. And from the distance, we could see not like lightning, but you could see thunder where you saw the clouds lightening up like over the mountains.
That's pretty cool.
And you could hear it. And I was like, oh, my God, when's it going to open up? And people were like, I don't want to sit under the umbrella. Well, but it didn't, not one drop. So anyway, so here we go. I want to go more into the weather here. Thursday night, which is tomorrow, mostly sunny, then chance of showers, so the high of 87. You wonder why it's a little humid. Do you want your air conditioning on at night? And my question. Thursday night, slight chance of showers and partly cloudy with a low of 63. Friday calls for mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91. Friday night, slight chance of thunderstorms again, then partly cloudy with a low of 67. Saturday, sunny, then chance of showers with 94. So it looks to me like we're like in layered clothes. This is what you think about. Oh, my God. Umbrella, hood, raincoat over a tank top. Okay, so the high of 94 on Saturday, you're like, how long are you going to take to get through this weather, Linda? I don't know. I have these sidebars this morning. So I'm feeling good. Saturday night, chance of showers and partly cloudy with a low of 66. And Sunday, high of 93. Again, slight chance of thunderstorm. So you know, I don't know. Would you rather just have it sunny and then thunderstorms rather than that barometric pressure that just is like, whoa, like it's this,
like what?
This bubble on the outside like of what? Your head going, whoa, you know.
What would you rather have?
Rather have this.
What, this
let it have ebb flowing in and out than having a barometric pressure. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Was that the longest weather report? Locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay.
Hey.
If you've been reading about Mount Everest has had a number of deaths this year, 11 deaths this year.
That's on the headline.
And yeah, but you know what? When you go into it and you look at the reasons, there's a photo that we're going to put on Facebook today that shows a line that stretches. It has to stretch for over a half a mile. And at least a half a mile of climbers lined up in line to get to the top of Everest.
Well,
here's the thing is that that's the death zone right there at the top of Everest. It is so high that if you don't have oxygen quickly after you've been up there, you're gonna get this altitude sickness. And this is what most of them have died from is altitude sickness, including two Americans.
Well, veteran mountaineers have said that overcrowding and inexperience may be killing climbers. So can you imagine, you know, here you are a veteran, you've tried it, you know, it's kind of part of your, maybe you
well,
do
some
it.
Some of them have climbed, this is, they're going for the Seven Kings. They've climbed the highest mountain in every continent. So, and they leave, you know, Mount Everest is usually last or that's where they work it in. Well, for Tibet, where the Chinese are, they're starting to tighten it down. But Nepal, this is a $300 million business to them climbing Everest. So if you've got $11,000 and some doctor signs your permit saying, yeah, you're okay, boom, you can go up the mountain.
Well, there's 381 permits. A record-breaking 381 permits were issued to climb Everest this year by Nepal's government. An actual number of people on the mountain is at least double that account for the Sherpas who do much of the work for the climbers.
Well,
so
they're the ones who set up the base camps, and then you got your guides. And they're saying even the guides, a lot of the guides aren't as experienced. See, you're hearing the same thing here that you heard when people used to make passages from, like, California to Hawaii, California, other places, long passages where you used to have to know, have to have a sextant. You used to have to know how to sail. You didn't have all of the things like GPSs. You didn't have a lot of the equipment that makes it easier and safer for you. You had to know how to do this stuff. Well, in this one, they're saying is that a lot of these people are not ready, and then the guides are not that. Some of the guides are not that experienced. Not that they're not good, but they're not experienced, so they don't recognize things fast enough. But this photo of all these people lined up, you know what? It looked like the original Star Wars. When you had people lined up around blocks, they would be like, you know, like it'd go down a block, over another block, through two other city blocks, or any big event like that where they're lined up to get in. And they're just standing there, breathing oxygen,
right,
hoping that they have enough oxygen to last them.
Well, the Mount Everest peak sits more than 29,000 feet above sea level. The area between Camp 4 at 26,240 feet and the summit is known as the death zone. So, like you said earlier, the oxygen levels are so low in the death zone that climbers cannot stall for long before completing the summit and coming back down without an extra oxygen supply. The conditions will prove fatal.
That's it.
So if you don't have, if your oxygen tank is funky or out, I don't know.
Well,
do you bring your own, or do you have to deal with the Sherpa's oxygen tank?
Well, they're supposed to have oxygen tanks set in places so when the people are coming down, they can get to it. But now they're also talking about Mount Everest is littered with trash.
Whoa.
And get this, bodies. Because if somebody dies up there, many cases, they used to just let them stay there because it might be in an avalanche in this. Now they're dying of altitude sickness in camps because they can't recover. And I believe they're probably bringing the bodies home, but there's several bodies still up there. In fact, that's, you know, some of the waypoints will be the red, you know, they're talking about somebody that died back in the 30s or 40s.
Well, one of the climbers that has climbed it several times is Eric Murphy. Said that it's the third time. He said that what should have taken 12 hours to climb took 17 because of how many people are
how
there
now.
How
many people are there? I mean, we're going to publish a photo on Facebook on our page today just to show you how crowded it is. There's two photos, and it, you know, you're talking about why is it taking so long? It's, I mean, and then they get up there, and meanwhile, you're waiting at 28,000 or 28,500 feet. Your body starts doing strange things. If you don't have oxygen, it starts to die.
I have a solution.
Don't climb it.
Lottery. Do a lottery.
Yeah, why
yeah,
not?
Okay, you're not going to do it, and I'll tell you why. Nepal will keep giving out
because the money, right? Because they want the money.
It's one of their largest money making ventures in Nepal. I mean, there's not a lot of things, you know. You can
okay,
only sell
so what
so
are
much
they doing with
butter.
The money? Where's that money go?
It goes to the government of Nepal. Now, let's not get into that. I mean, where does the trillions of dollars go into our government? You know what? Before we point a little finger at a little country like Nepal that's poor. And we've got people that have been to Nepal several times. We'll probably have them back on again to talk about this. We got to look at our own government that spends money like you know, like a sailor from the 1800s that just made a trip around the world chasing whales for 3 years, and he gets his $100 at the end. And guess what? He just spends it all at once. But the one thing.
We know that's a constant.
A constant.
And boy, we needed
it. And we know
it.
Where our money went to.
Well, I have been living on adrenaline for about seven
years.
Days. Now, maybe it's been 2 weeks. And so I'll tell you what, when you get home and you are feeling like, I really need to sleep, this is crazy, it's nice to know that the one thing that's always a constant is your sleep number bed. And, I mean, we really mean it wholeheartedly. We've had our bed now, I think, 5 or 6 years. You know how time runs together. But it's nice to be able to change your sleep number setting. And, of course, there's been great Memorial Day sales at the Sleep Number store next to the Target Shopping Center. And my sleep number setting last night was at 50. I move it around. What did you set yours at last night?
My sleep number setting is at 60, where it's been probably for at least a year. Sometimes it changes. But right now, they're having some great sales right now. I just lost my train of thought there. They are on the Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Come now during the sale that's going on right now, and you can save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed that has temperature balancing comfort. Now, when it gets to be 110 outside and you want to sleep in a cooler bed, they have a bed that can do that. And you can save $1,000 right now on that bed. And also, you can also, for a Queen 360 smart bed, you can get them starting at $999. We've had nothing but great experiences. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:18 in the morning. It's about, 54 degrees out there. And we're not just sure what's going to happen today. Thunderstorms, maybe, but it is going to get warm.
And it's May 29th. We'll see you after the break.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd.
Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival with ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. It all starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, the Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been around here 52 years. You know, when they started, the Bonnie and Clyde was the most popular movie, 1967. Cool Hand Luke, The Dirty Dozen, You Only Live Twice. And where some of these, some of the TV shows you don't even remember, here is SST Oil still here, still going strong, still providing services throughout our western part of the United States by moving fuel oil, diesel, helping in during the fires. When the fire season starts, SST Oil is right there making sure the generators, the trucks have fuel, generators have fuel, and that the firefighters have the equipment they need to be able to fight these fires and try and keep them under control. That's SST Oil. They're an employee-owned company that's always looking for other good employees. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil.
Locally owned.
Locally owned, locally operated, employee-owned.
So cool.
It is cool. And they do a lot for our community. Everything from helping with South City Park to veterans events to so many things. Okay. Hey, today, speaking of veterans, at 8 o'clock, we're having Celestina Traver is going to come in with a whole bunch of news about things that are going on with the veterans. But today is the VA, the new Veterans Administration Clinic, groundbreaking today at 10 a.m. out on Knighton Road. It's right across from the Veterans Home.
That's
there.
Cool.
It's going to be a 77,000 square foot building that's going to allow so many more things, you know, more access to, your general, care physicians, mental health. They're going to have
teleprompters.
No, not teleprompters. That helps though. You know, where you can do telemedicine, where
okay.
They do it over the television from different places in the United
cool.
States. You can have the patients in there.
Oh, that's great.
Also, it's going to be a big thing here. It's going to be a great thing for our veterans right here in Reading. What they're going to do with the other clinic, we don't know yet, but we've got a couple years to figure that out.
All right. Do you want to go into the five things you need to know today, the headlines?
Yes.
All right. Now, this is according to CNN, because I type in five things, and they always come right up with the type of the five headlines.
I'm surprised CNN has still got a website.
Well, stop it. because, you know, we've got to have all different kinds. But I'm just saying this, the CNN five things. Number one, the Supreme Court doesn't seem to be ready to make big changes to Roe versus Wade or anything having to do with the new abortion law yet. The court yesterday decided a provision of Indiana law that says the state may prohibit abortions motivated solely by race, sex, or disability should remain blocked. However, the court did allow another part of the law requiring clinics to bury or cremate fetal remains to take effect. The first part of the decision is to win for abortion right advocates. Still, states are cracking down on abortion access. Missouri by Friday may be the first state to no longer offer abortions since Roe was decided in 73. The state health department is expected to block services at the least health care providing abortions starting June 1st.
Well, you know, it's funny. I never thought of Missouri as being that conservative. But over the last few years, they've really stepped up. Now, it's a lot of news. Some people would say step down, but. Well, I mean, they stepped up in the conservative side, or some people would say that, not me. But the other part of this is there's a lot of press about this. It doesn't seem there was as much press about when New York and another state said, and Virginia said, it's okay to kill the baby once it's born. And, you know, and taking out a child.
The whole thing just makes my body cringe when we talk about it.
It makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because... to be, you know what? You can swing both ways. No, they're so far on both sides.
Such a visceral,
visceral
feeling when you talk about. I just can't even. So anyway, number two, President Trump.
Choked me up.
We're still feeling the effects of President Trump's Memorial Day weekend rants about Democratic President.
It says we are. It's CNN is
feeling
that.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Trump called the former vice president Swamp Man, Sleepy Joe, and low IQ individual, and made basically every kind of criticism you can make. Some campaign experts think these kind of attacks could actually be good for Biden's candidacy because they keep him in the public eye and give the sense that Trump views Biden as a real threat.
Well, maybe he does because Biden right now is leading everybody by, you know, double digits, you know, in most polls. When it gets out to individual state polls, it's a lot closer depending on who's, you know, who the other candidates are that they compare him to. But,
you know, how I feel about it, I'm not going to rant.
Well, I think, you know,
I just
frankly,
feel like the
president could be a little more presidential.
I cannot stand the tweets of name calling. It makes me cringe like the abortion laws. Okay, my body actually goes into, you know, like it recoils. Number three, Maui hiker. The hiker was rescued after 17 days lost in Maui. He's talking about what the ordeal was like. She was 35, found safe after she'd been missing for more than 2 weeks. She said she survived on berries and river water and slept in boar dens. Can you imagine that?
I bet the boars weren't happy.
They could have just forgotten about me and said another missing person. The civilian search team that found Eller and executed a dramatic rescue via helicopter are now involved in a search for another hiker, a gentleman who went missing May 20th, a few miles from where Weller was found. Number four, the severe weather, tornadoes and severe storms were everywhere yesterday. More than 1 million people in the New York area found themselves under a tornado warning last night, and flights at LaGuardia were briefly grounded. A severe storm appeared to damage a New Jersey high school, although luckily no one was hurt. In Missouri and Kansas, a series of tornadoes touched down, raising dozens of homes and knocking out powers to thousands. The Midwest and Northeast have been putting up with these dangerous weather patterns for nearly 2 weeks now, and 39 million people from northeastern Texas to the Northeast still face threats today of heavy rain, hail, and flash floods. This is an interesting one that kind of comes from the past into the present. Legionnaires' disease. New Jersey's health officials are investigating an unusual outbreak involving Legionnaires' disease. There are 22 reported cases of the disease in Union County, with patients becoming ill between March 8th and May 13th. Legionnaires' disease is a type of lung infection spread through the air and is usually associated with buildings or structures with complex water systems, like hotels or cruise ships. Interestingly enough, you can't get it from another person. You have to breathe in water droplets to contain the bacteria.
You know, speaking of tornadoes, they've had 636 reported that have been confirmed. I'm sorry, 693 have been confirmed. 935 preliminary filter reports of tornadoes. This has been the most that they've had in years. And the number of deaths already is more than 2018. So there's when you start thinking about this, the number of tornadoes been coming through here. And now, you know, people are trying to figure out why that is. And you know it's going to be climate change. But I'm sure there's other reasons, too.
And finally, Apple wins patent for foldable smartphone screen. Guess we're going to be looking for that. 100-year-old German woman was elected to her local council. She beat out 19 other candidates.
As well she should.
Pizza Hut is changing its pan pizzas for the first time in 40 years.
That's groundbreaking news.
Well, I'm just saying this is, you know. And you never heard about Mackenzie Bezos, American founder Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who has pledged half of her nearly $37 billion fortune to charity.
You know what? See, you know, somebody said to me one time, you know, if you have that kind of fortune, it should be is that, you know, once you've taken care of your family, that you should have, by the end of your life, all of that should have been, you know, donated out.
Tithing.
I mean, but no, that goes beyond tithing. I mean, you're talking 50%. Of course, she's given 50% of $37 billion. I mean, you know, she's still got like, you know, like $17 billion to play around with for the rest of her life, which, of course, will be worth a lot more
because a
lot of this is probably stock options mm-hmm. and all types of things, you know, you have in Amazon. But the point is that she's taking half of that money and helping people with it.
Right, I love
that. I think that's great. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Rebecca and Henry, if you've not met them, go on down and talk to them. They can design it, build it, use gems from all over the world, anything you want. So it's specially made for you, plus all the estate jewelry they have. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 96.5 FM. It's 7:32 in the morning and about 64 degrees out there. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that you may have to go see him after the after the hails come down.
I'm making a point.
We know Crackmaster's got him lined up outside there trying to fix, you know, do all the body work it took after the hail came through.
Heard some people had body dents, too.
Body dents. Jeff Worst at Crackmaster, though, he's truly from the old school. He knows what he's doing. He will fix anything from a small chip in your windshield to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. And here's Jeff, a man of integrity. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your money or time. He'll just say, I can't do that. Or it's not going to look right on your windshield. Learn more at 3208 South Market Street and just stop him there or give him a call at 241-8373. In RVs, you get that little chip in your big RV windshield. He fixes them and he fixes them real well.
It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with a high of 89 and a low of 63. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Free Fire Radio this morning with Carl and Linda Bott, and we've got a very special guest with us.
Jim Davis. He's from the Happy Valley Community Foundation and the 79th annual Happy Valley Strawberry Festival community fundraiser that was supposed to happen a couple weeks ago. Was rained out.
Correct. Yes, we made a decision to cancel, and smart. I'm glad we did.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we were out during that time frame at a remote, and luckily we were undercover, but even people that were undercover were getting wet.
And yeah, it was a lot of water all at one time.
It was. But now, June 1st and 2nd.
Yep, we're going to put on the same that we would have put on for the Memorial Weekend, but we're going to have, once again, we'll have the 7 a.m., we'll have the 7 to 9 a.m., we'll have the Happy Valley 4-H pancake breakfast, sausage, strawberries, ice, and juice. And the festival starts from at 9 a.m. and goes till 5 p.m. During that time, we have arts and craft vendors, petting zoo, local celebrity pie eating contest, 12 and up pie eating contest, gunny sack races, horse rides, antique tractors, sensory safari, live entertainment on three stages, and on Saturday will be the motorcycle show. And then on Sunday, we will be doing the same thing again at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast. And then from that point, we'll have a car show during that day, as well as the arts and crafts vendors and the...
Everything else, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah, everything else will be back.
Have you noticed, honey, they have not invited us to the... local celebrity pie eating contest.
Well, you've just been invited.
But I tell you what, you know, you haven't lived. What kind of pie? Strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie.
You haven't
That's
lived. You've
weekend,
seen Linda
honey.
Put her hands behind her and yep. go for and
oh,
go
no.
for the pie.
Yep.
She's won. She won no. three. She won the Omaha State Champion Pie Eating Contest.
Well, you don't want to disclose that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, you don't recognize her afterwards, and she has to tie her hair back, and her eyes don't open for a week afterwards because of the sugar. That's just
okay. Now, can we just move along
sure,
here?
Sure.
Enough of that visual. All right.
Anyway, yeah, that would be fun. It would be fun to watch.
Oh no,
fun to watch.
No, it's not fun to watch.
On.
Anybody who has to tie their hair back, it's not funny.
Well, we have a lot of celebrities show up for this one, so you, like I said, you're invited.
I want to know if Les Baugh is going to be there.
I don't know. You might want to call him.
You know what? Les Baugh, you know, that would be a challenge between him and Sheriff Tom Basinko because they're always together. You know, one on one sitting right there just chowing down on those pies. You know,
I think
they've both
have,
been practicing, it looks like.
Well, they have advantages.
Let's get down to business. Tell us time, where, and what again. Because I got lost.
It is this Saturday and Sunday, June 1 and 2, at 7 a.m. for the pancake breakfast. It is at West Valley High School, located at 3805 Happy Valley Road, at the corner of Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. It is our annual festival community fundraiser, so we're looking forward to everybody coming out. The fundraiser is primarily it's done with the Strawberry Boats, so those are our primary fundraiser right there. So we encourage everybody to not eat for a couple of days. Come on out and fill yourselves up.
You know what? If you've got a six-person family, two of these, maybe, okay, if you've got a large family, you know what I mean, maybe three. But this is a lot of ice cream and strawberries and, gosh, what else? It's got the big cake in it, and it's they bring one every year. They didn't bring one. They brought it last time we were talking about it. And I swear, you know, one fed everybody in here in the studios practically.
They can be shared.
I tell you what, a couple years ago we had somebody working here that ate one while in the 15 minutes that somebody that they were on in here. And then turned around and saw one sitting there, you know, and started eating that one.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. And I walked out and I said, what are you doing? I said, first of all, how can you eat that much?
Well, we encourage that. You know, one, two, three, whatever you feel compelled to intake.
All so, the money goes to a good cause.
It does. We donate back to the local elementary and high schools, the school gear up program, fire department, FFA, 4-H Club, Farm Trail, and community pride organizations.
Now, you can buy fresh strawberries there, too.
Yes, you can. They'll be available. Yes.
Okay. You know, this is a great event. If you haven't been there to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, you need to do it. And this weekend looks like a good one. You know, it could be a possibility of rain, but it's going to be in the 90s. So you get there early, you have your breakfast, wander around, see all the vendors, have a good time. There's going to be music going on. And then, you know, you start piling into the strawberry shortcake.
It's a wonderful event, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody come out and purchase one of our strawberry boats and enjoy all of the vendors and all of the activities.
I like that strawberry boat because you get to swim in it.
You can. That's true.
You could get on it and go across the Sacramento.
Right, right.
$8 for that, and it's probably one of the greatest deals you're going to see around town.
It is.
Well, good. Thanks. Tell us a little bit about yourself again and why you're involved with this organization.
Well, I live in Happy Valley, and I was invited to join the foundation. And at that point in time, I don't recall when I joined up, actually. My main interest was to promote the car show because I'm a car guy, so we started to build off of that. And what we do each year now, since we started to have it out at the high school, is we try to showcase a car club every year. If I can give the car club
a name.
Absolutely. Okay. We started off with Shasta Classics. That was our first car show highlight. And then we got the car club Rods and Wheelers, which is in Redding and San Jose. And this year we have the Burning Mountain Cruisers. So we're looking forward to them being front row. And so that was my participation in that. And then I do I participate in the motorcycle show with entrance to where they come in and go out. And we just basically all contribute to every aspect of it.
But how many cars are you expecting?
You know, it goes anywhere from like 100 to 300.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cars.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of out-of-town people. And we change the car show to Sunday because sometimes a lot of car guys go to other car shows on Saturday. And this makes it available to everybody.
Okay, so they can leave the other shows that they do and come here and show on Sunday.
Exactly.
Now tell us about your car. We got a few, like a minute left. So you say I'm a car guy.
Sure.
So do you enter your car on cool April nights? Do you do the crew? What do you have?
I purchased a 1953 Ford ranch wagon from a gentleman up in Bieber, a rancher. He had it there. It was all original. And we changed the whole characteristic of it to a street rod, to where we shaved door handles and did all of that. But it's more modern in its motor or drivetrain. It's black.
Heck, he'd been driving that since 1953 up in Bieber.
Yeah.
He had one of the newer cars.
Right. Yeah. He bought a 1964 Nova wagon and parked the 50, you know. So anyway, he kept all the cars, but I was fortunate to find that. So it's a very unique car.
Okay. Now, One more time. It's this weekend, June 1st and 2nd, West Valley High School out in Happy Valley. The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival community fundraiser starts at 7 o'clock both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, that's nice.
It goes till 5 p.m. on Saturday, and it goes till 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep.
And go out there, be square. And now here's the other thing. Jim, how long you lived around here?
Actually, on and off all of my life. My parents were born and raised here. My grandfather actually dredged the river for the dam.
Wow.
So
Jim, I have one question.
Sure.
How can you be caught in traffic?
In Redding?
It's a rural traffic situation.
Was there a cow on the road?
Exactly.
There was a cow on the road. We announced that earlier. There's a cow on the road out there.
Just so you understand my dilemma, getting here on time.
Okay, I got it. We're here perfectly.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Here, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatments. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and find out how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more online at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by any of the branches. The nearest branch to us is right here at 1845 California Street, next to Jack's, practically. Okay, 7:50 in the morning, and, Mueller, the investigation, Mueller's going on to make a report to Congress. It's going to be happening this morning. In fact, it may start going on now. It's going to happen at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. countdown.
So that's be in about 10 minutes.
But it said he's not going to answer questions.
He's not going to take questions. And it's not. They don't know exactly what he's going to say, except that he has things he has said is when people make these outrageous comments about, you know, these things that Trump has done, he has come out and said that's not true. He had one news outlet said something and Comey said that's not true. Nothing like that ever happened. I mean, not Comey, but Mueller said that. So he shot down that. And this is just another example of news media taking something they've heard instead of verifying it with a couple of sources. They just run with it because it's going to make Trump look bad because, you know, that's their mission in life in most cases is to make Trump look bad, whether there's something there or not. You know, I can't imagine if the news media had turned on Obama like they've done Trump. I mean, just half of what they've done. So that would have meant that 90% of the stories and this research firm said 90% of the stories on Trump were negative. And can you imagine that 90%, if they were 90% negative on Obama, where he would be? Would he have won that second election? And then people say, well, Obama did all these great things. Well, I think if you could probably – if, you know, the first person that calls in or sends me a text with five outstanding things that President Obama did gets $20 worth of bear bucks. Just put it in the chat room. You can be anonymous. And after I say, okay, you got it, and you can call me later and pick up your bear bucks. $20 worth of bear bucks for that. If telling me five things that Obama did that were successful. You know, that were game changers.
Okay.
You know, you can already point at a few of the things that Trump has done, such as the taxes, North Korea. Or people are saying, well, no, that didn't last. Well, we don't know it hasn't lasted yet. And, judges he's appointed. Now, some people don't like that idea that he's appointing judges at a cyclic rate and McConnell's pushing them through. And McConnell has just made a statement that's really got everybody upset. He says, oh, yeah. He says, we'll see a new Supreme Court judge in 2020, you know, after what happened in the Garland thing when they would not let President Obama, they wouldn't even look at it. President Obama brought up somebody after Scalise died. So they said, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to wait till the next president. But they said this time, if it was, if it came up, oh, no, we'll do it this time. People are just, you know, the other side is just going,
I know, I hear the screaming. As soon as I open up my computer, it starts to go, wah. Okay, so according to Wall Street, would you like to hear what the 20 most popular retail stores are? Would you like to hear that?
Always want to know that.
Okay, number one.
How about just the top five?
Number one, Walmart. With an annual revenue of $514.4 billion. Number two, McDonald's. Annual revenue of $21 billion. Number three, Starbucks. With an annual revenue of $24.7 billion. How did that become three when the other one's 21? Okay. So number four, Walgreens. $30.8 billion annual revenue. Subway. Can you believe Subway's in there?
Got a lot of stores.
7-Eleven, number six. Number seven, CVS. Number eight, Target. Number nine, Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my God. Number 10 is the Dollar Tree. And number 11 is Dollar General.
You know what? Dollar General to me is kind of like, you know, when you see the Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar, right? Dollar General doesn't mean that at all.
Number 12.
It's generally around a dollar.
Right.
But it's like $5. Well, how's that around a dollar?
Okay, I don't know, because
how's that generally
it gets you in the door. General dollar. Number 12, Taco Bell. $10.8 billion is your annual revenue.
Well,
number 13 is Shell.
10% of the annual revenue comes right from this Taco Bell right here down the street.
Number 13 is Shell. Number 14 is Kroger. Now, we don't have a Kroger around this area, but it's very popular.
That's
Southeast. Yes.
Southeast, yeah.
I used to go to Kroger in Nashville. Number 15 is United States Postal Service. Number 16 is Rite Aid. 17 is Burger King. 18 is Wendy's. 19 is Home Depot. And 20 is Lowe's.
Hmm. But Walmart's number one, then.
This is according 500 to...
And how many? 515 mm-hmm. billion?
Consumer spending. Foot traffic patterns provided by data service.
Okay. I hate to break everybody's heart here, but Kit Harington. Okay, you probably know him as Jon Snow.
On
Game of Thrones. Just checked into a rehab center in Connecticut for stress and alcohol problems. And it said the end of... the source said the end of Game of Thrones really hit him hard.
Yeah.
He had entered the Connecticut health retreat weeks before the finale for stress, exhaustion, and alcohol. And
you're on a ride for a long time, and all of a sudden the ride is over. Who am I now? I mean, it's like recreating who you are. I attended a funeral, and this person I know that was a big mentor of mine had passed away, and his partner had, they were married 5 years ago, but had been together for 35 years, and he was his sole caretaker. So I'm thinking, okay, I know right now my heart goes out to him, because now that the funeral's over and people have, you know, left a week later, you know, he's sending out emails of the pictures and stuff. It's now, who is he? Now it's about
finding himself.
Reconstructing your life, figuring out who you are now. And he'll always be like, you know, it was really interesting to see this article or this interview with Ron Howard. Because Ron Howard was Opie. Then he was in, the Fonz. What was that called?
Happy Days.
You know, and then he's gone on. So he's reincarnated himself several
Academy
times.
Academy Award-winning director.
Absolutely. But if you've become just this one person... now it really, I can see how people kind of fall out, and they have to reinvent themselves and not be attached to, this is who I am, because everywhere he goes, he's going to be, what was his name in Game of Thrones?
Jon Snow?
Jon Snow.
Yeah, forever.
So that's what he's got to erase that. I played Jon Snow, but
obviously
hey.
They already did, because you didn't, you know what, he was in another movie. During this mm-hmm. that I saw,
mm-hmm.
and it just he in the movie, he was. It's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, it'll be tough for all of them,
because you're looking at him and thinking it's the same thing that happened to George Reeves when George Reeves became Superman in the during the 50s and early 60s. Everybody identified him so much that when he was in a movie, they did the screening. You know how they do screenings before they release it. He came on the screen and people were yelling, Superman, Superman, and they cut his part out because it took away from the movie. And so his life, while he was identified as Superman, also it was going to take a total reengineering of his whole life to become somebody else.
But I think you can do that.
And then he died under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, I think one can do that. It can happen. But I think through tremendous faith and just Mel Gibson, how many incarnations has he had? He's always Mel Gibson, but boys, he had to go through the ups
and downs. He's managed to.
But you still like to see him in a movie.
Well, he does, and he does. He produces.
He does great stuff.
Yeah. Okay, here we're going to take a break. When we come back, Celestina Traver is going to be with us, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. There's a lot of stuff going on, including today the groundbreaking for the new VA clinic, but so many other things have been happening over the last 6 or 7 weeks that Celestina is going to catch us up with for veterans. in the next hour. It's 7:59 in the morning in KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A packed conference room at the Justice Department where Special Counsel Robert Mueller is about to make his first public statement regarding the Russia probe.
Mueller's statement comes amid demands for him to testify on Capitol Hill about his findings. Mueller's report into Russia meddling in the 2016 election did not find that Russia and the Trump campaign coordinated to sway the presidential election. It also did not reach a conclusion on whether Mr. Trump had obstructed justice. At the time, Mueller said he did not think it would be fair to publicly accuse the president of a crime if he could not charge him.
Correspondent Jeremy House says Mueller apparently will not be taking any questions from reporters after delivering his remarks. Cleanup, the order of the day in parts of the East, slammed by powerful storms, including some apparent tornadoes last night.
Pennsylvania, parts of New Jersey were particularly hard hit by severe thunderstorms. A number of those storms scattered about that region produced large hail, also damaging winds.
National Weather Service forecaster Jared Geyer, a vicious storm ripped through the Kansas City area, spawning tornadoes that downed trees and power lines, damaged homes and businesses, and injured at least a dozen people. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell raising the hackles of Democrats for saying that he'd fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court during an election year.
In comments posted on the website of WPSD-TV in Paducah, McConnell was asked what he would do if a vacancy occurs on the court next year.
How we do it.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called McConnell a hypocrite. It was McConnell who blocked consideration of President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland during an election year. A spokesman for McConnell says the difference is, at the time, the White House and Senate were controlled by different parties.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Sell-off rolls on Wall Street, the Dow down about 202 points. The S&P is off 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Nigeria's president being sworn in for a second term following his election victory is promising to continue an anti-corruption campaign.
Foreign dignitaries have been invited to attend the country's Democracy Day on the 12th of June. According to the Ministry of Information, Nigeria cannot afford to hold two major celebrations in 2 weeks. The president's inauguration comes as the country is facing sluggish economic growth following a global slump in the price of oil. Security was another key election issue. Although the government claims to have defeated the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, there are concerns about broader insecurity across the country.
That's the BBC's Myeni Jones. Veteran Chinese dissident urging Western nations to restore the link between human rights and trade with China. The plea comes in a speech just days ahead of the 30th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on student pro-democracy protesters on Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A New York congresswoman responds to a video played during a minor league baseball game in Fresno, California. It placed her image alongside those of some notorious dictators.
She's known for being progressive and outspoken, like at her inaugural address in February.
Unafraid to speak truth to power and to stick to our guns.
But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted that when organizations air these hateful messages, her life changes because of the flood of death threats they inspire. The Fresno Grizzlies have apologized for a scoreboard video billed as a Memorial Day tribute. It was filled with patriotic images with excerpts of President Reagan's first inaugural speech. But at the end, when Reagan mentions enemies of freedom, the video showed Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez along with North Korea's leader and then Fidel Castro. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Right here, it's 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like for weather here?
Beautiful day today, mostly sunny. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday. Our high today will be 89. Our overnight lows will be 63 with a slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, Thursday, calls for mostly sunny skies and a chance of showers with a high of 87 and a low of 63. Friday calls for mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms with a highs of 91 and overnight lows of 67 with slight chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy Friday. Night. Saturday, sunny, then chance of showers again with 94 and 66 will be our lows. Sunday calls for sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms with high of 93. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's currently sunny with a high of 67. And as we overlook Market Street downtown, give us a honk, wave at us when you drive by. It's beautiful and it's sunny out, and we're really happy to be here this morning. I would say that it would be take your umbrella, take your raincoat, totally layer. So you may, if you want to have like, you know, put your thongs in your boots, you know, either one, just be ready with your car. There you go. I know it's just one of those, isn't it, with the weather. I mean, it's like beautiful right now. I can't even imagine thunderstorms tonight.
You know what? I couldn't imagine what it was happening last week either, but it all happened.
I know.
You know, it's just kind of strange. I think what's happening is it's Mount Shasta and the Lemurians. I think it has to do with Lemurians.
The Lemurians have been doing the dance.
You know, we've got a phone caller in here. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like I called just at the right time.
Perfect.
Yeah, Celestina Trevers with us.
The Lemurians of Atlantis.
This kind of starts off the show. So what do you got to say?
Okay, so there are a veteran announcement, a couple of them. 10 o'clock today out across from the veterans' home on Knighton Road. Finally, the money that Congressman LaMalfa had appropriated back in, oh, my gosh, I think it was 2015 maybe, to expand services at the clinic, is finally going to have a groundbreaking on a new clinic. That's happening today at 10. And then at 12:30, I wanted to let any veterans who use the clinic who have, things to say, comments about services, experiences they're having. The director of Northern California Healthcare Services, David Stockwell, will be holding a quarterly stakeholder meeting. That's happening at 12:30. That is at the clinic on Hartnell Avenue, and that'll be in the education room right next to urgent care, between urgent care and the specialty scheduling desk. Easy for me to say. So that's at 12:30. So if you have input and you would like the director of Northern California Healthcare, you'd like to speak to him directly, he does that quarterly, and that's today at 12:30.
Okay, 12:30. And we're going to learn a lot more about what's going on in our veteran community with some really big news here with Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. So thanks a lot, Aaron. Hey, thanks a lot for what Congressman LaMalfa does, too, for us.
Absolutely. And we get a lot of calls at our office, and that's great, but it's always good for the VA to hear from veterans directly. And so today's a good day for that.
I might find my way down here today. Okay, thanks
a lot. Absolutely. See you at 12:30.
Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
How
morning.
Are you, Celestina?
I'm
you know,
good.
I finally worked it out with your assistant there. You know, we're putting down the right days, and she's going to text me, and we got it all worked out for because you know I was ready for last week, but then because I was thinking fourth, and instead it's the last Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
I knew that, okay. And I do want to build on what Aaron had called in and talked about with the stakeholders meeting. Please come. If you have medical issues, if you're not getting your appointments, and a year out, or if you're not getting good health care, please come to this meeting and let Mr. Stockwell or Dr. Stockwell know what is going on, because I'm going to be there, and Carl Bott might be there, and Aaron Ryan will be there, but it's also for you, everybody, to be there just so that you have a voice, because this is the time. This quarterly stakeholders meeting is the time to speak out.
And there's a guy by the name of Stockwell, who's a director.
Correct.
That's there to take notes and all these things. I'd like to just to step into the VA clinic right now, because, and I've told people this over the years, over the last 12 years, I've had nothing but great care from my doctor, Dr. Mm-hmm. Templado over there. I've had the same doctor. I mean, people have had the same doctor, I mean, really, for 12 years. The VA's taken care of me. When I've needed to go to specialist, they've got me to specialist here in town. I was on the Veterans Choice Program, and we're going to talk about that too. But it appears that we're starting to have some problems over at the clinic.
Yes, many problems.
And a lot of them are from, we don't have enough doctors over there.
No,
or nurses.
We don't. You know, we don't. And if we have urgent care that's open, then they have to take one of the three doctors or four doctors that they have on the floor, and they have to move them to urgent care to see people. What happens is all of their patients that they were supposed to see that day have to be canceled.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they were there working that one.
Exactly.
And they're seeing probably, 10 a day?
Yeah.
At least.
More than that.
I'm saying because they try to give you 20 minutes per. But sometimes
they double book, I think.
Yeah, sometimes they do. But, if they can get you in and out, quicker. Because mm-hmm. they know who you are. This is the thing about when you have a doctor for a long time. They know who you are.
Right.
They know what your records are. They know, when he listens to my heart, he knows what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Even though he's probably heard thousands of others, in between me being in there. But he knows from looking at my charts, from us talking together.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where I'm at.
What is the issue? Why, just can you help me from the layman out on the street that's not involved with the VA, except for through Carl? Why are there only three doctors or four doctors?
We can only surmise. I don't talk to the doctors directly that leave. I think there's a lot of different issues. The pay, the hours are great. They're there Monday through Friday. They get weekends off, nights off. But the pay is lower. Admin, there's a lot of internal issues going on, I heard, by several people. This is not just one person. Several people are coming in and saying that there's some internal issues going on that the doctors are having a problem with,
Personnel.
Well, they're segmented. They're not a team. The doctors don't report to anybody but their chief and Mather. The nurses, they don't report to anybody but their chief or their head nurse in Mather. The admin report to probably Stockwell or someone at Mather. So they don't, they're so segmented. So
there's no team building.
There's no team, no.
And Don Black, who's there, is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Seems very efficient. But he has no control over anything.
He doesn't.
Except maybe WhatsApp, making sure that this is not fair to Don, but he has to make sure the door's open, that the floors aren't wet, and that
the lights
are on and all these things are working.
Yes.
But he can't go into a doctor and say, you know what, we need to sit down and talk because we're having a problem here and I'm having patients complain about you.
Correct. He cannot
do
that.
He can't do that.
Is that because?
Instead of having, he's got a, I'm sorry,
I thought you were done.
No. Well, I'm just saying is instead of having have that now, it goes to a doctor that's 3 hours away that doesn't really know the situation on the ground.
Or doesn't come here.
Right.
Is this because of the government protocol that has changed? I'm just trying to figure out how they're trying to follow the rules. How does it get fixed? How do you get, because when we were here 10 years ago, when you got here 10 years ago, remember Pete, Carl, there was a guy who ran, it felt like things were really moving in a positive direction.
Pete Previtt, when he was here.
And he used to come on all the time.
It seemed like he had control of what was going on there. Has things changed? That's a good question. Have things changed?
It is. It's a union thing. That's what I hear. It's a union thing.
Oh, okay.
It's in a federal union.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're talking right now about the clinic. Again, I like to reiterate that I've had nothing but great service down there, but I have Dr. Tim Plotto. And so much of this relies on the doctor you have.
Yes.
And there's a lot of winds blowing here about certain personnel down at the clinic. And today at 12:30 education room in the Reading VA outpatient clinic, Dr. Stockwell is going to come and discuss high reliability organization models in VA healthcare and the VA plan for 2020. But this also gives us a chance to give feedback.
Absolutely.
To Director Stockwell about what's going on here.
Absolutely. And he's going to cover the new Mission Act, which starts in June.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business here in Reading that's been in business for over 25 years with outstanding service, best in the North State elections. Warranties, guarantees will fix any type of heating or cooling system for people who go to school and then go to advanced schooling to make sure they can take care of everything here. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival with ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. It all starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here, so this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Street Fighter Radio.
I've seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR. 96.5 FM, not 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Botts here. On your morning Free Fire Radio, I want to remind you that tomorrow,
June 6th.
Tomorrow's at the Grove at 11 o'clock.
Right. Tomorrow at the Grove at 11 o'clock is the original Memorial Day day. It was the 30th of May. And tomorrow at 11 o'clock, they're going to have a ceremony out there.
So I was looking at a paper. I was thinking about the tomorrow, but this is another
better. This is for next week, next June, or next Wednesday.
Right.
Or Thursday,
it's going to be the Barons Eaton Home, June 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. The Honor Guard is going to present the new American flag, and Arch Pugh is going to lead the pledge. I'm going to be singing some patriotic tunes along with some other people there. And, of course, Arch is going to be discussing the importance of the celebration. And there's ice cream sundaes for all.
The 75th anniversary of D-Day.
There you go. Man, I can't even believe that was
next Thursday.
Yes. Your dad landed
My dad landed there that day.
On Utah Beach.
Utah Beach.
There's a picture that's been posted the last 2 days when we visited the area of Normandy. And we're at the particular beach he was on. We did scrape some sand.
Oh, no, I stole a whole bag of sand, a whole plastic bag of sand.
I saw that picture. You're just holding up the American flag. I saw that.
That was on the beach that your father landed.
He was there, and then we went in and saw the cemetery. It's amazing. It's amazing how many American flags you see on houses around there. The people there, maybe because of the cemetery, maybe because it's just they understand what happened. The further away from the beach you go, the less that you see that, of course, and you don't see it over here hardly at all, because that so many Americans and French and British died that day, mainly Americans died that day, coming across to break Hitler's hold on France and the rest of Europe. It's a big thing to them. They bring their school classes out. They tell them what happened. It's quite a big thing over there.
For the first time this year, we decided to take an entire wall in our lobby and put some brown paper up, and we're going to actually have D-Day and pictures and stories and everything. So we're also going to have the MIA table there. Mm-hmm. So please come by our office and see, because my staff has worked really hard at displaying a ginormous display of D-Day.
Are you finished, or can you take more stuff?
We could take more stuff. Absolutely.
I have a photo of my father. I might make a make a copy of that and bring it in.
Absolutely. We'll add it. Okay. Yes, that's great.
Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver, of course, of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We were just talking about the clinic. The clinic's going through some things. If you get a chance, head on down. There's seating is limited in this room. So I just want to tell you to get there. It's going to start at 12:30. I believe it starts at 12:30. And
correct.
So be there a little bit earlier. And to talk about some of the things that are going on at the clinic. Now, he's going to address something called the Missions Act of 2018. This can have a significant impact on
yes,
veterans.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's going to change. The Mission Act of 2018 is going to take place of the CHOICE program. And even though it was passed back in 2018 in June, it's starting this June, and it's at starting up. And they're going to enact
that means
it.
Like next week.
Next week.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think people need to know what is going on and the changes that the VHA is preparing to do. And it what this is supposed to do is it's supposed to eliminate funding gaps that they had with the grant-funded CHOICE program.
Okay, now explain to people what the CHOICE program was, because this worked out very well for a lot of us.
It did, but the CHOICE program is when the doctors couldn't see you or they didn't have a specialty, a specialist, and you didn't want to go to San Francisco.
Yeah, couldn't see you in 30 days.
Yes.
Things like this.
Yeah, you got to go out into the civilian world and get a doctor.
In town, right
in
here.
In town, yeah. Yes. Some issues we were having is the doctors were becoming less and less, wouldn't take it because they paid it such a low rate. And it took them sometimes a year to get paid. And
it's
so
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. So this Mission Act is supposed to solve that issue. So,
okay.
And it.
So how does this work then?
Well, instead of just having businesses sign up, they actually are going to go into a contract with the VA. And the VA has a special department that's going to oversee this. And it's going to be they're going to pay a going rate instead of below the national level rate. They're going to actually pay a higher rate so that we get providers that want to be on this program that will want to help our veterans.
Okay, so you can go to somebody like, say, Shasta Regional Medical Group, and they will sign a contract that says, yeah, we'll see your people, and we're going to get paid the same amount as we would as, you know, on any other. I mean, it's going to be this amount. It's not going to be less.
Correct.
And we're going to be paid within 60 days.
30 days.
30 days.
Yes.
I said 60 just because.
Yeah.
Nobody believes 30 days. But
I know.
But you're going to be paid within 30 days.
Correct.
That's even better. And the whole object of this is that because we're shorting out on doctors and mm-hmm. nurses, and if you go there and say, okay, if I have to see Dr. Templado, and it's going to be, well, I'm not going to say Dr. Templado, but I have to see a specialist, and I have to go to Mather, and it's going to be 60 days out mm-hmm. because my shoulder got damaged. That's when I would use Veterans Choice. But now it's the same thing, except it's under the guise that there's a contract with a number of people that I have my choice of these number of people probably to walk in.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. And what they're hoping is more doctors and facilities will sign up so that we have a lot of people, different providers to pick from.
Well, now, who goes out there to get these doctors?
The VHA will. They will contract. They will call around. They will contract. They're going to hopefully have a list of contracted. I don't have it yet, but we're still now right at the beginning stages. And, of course, it's a federal program, so there's going to be some snafus coming along, and we just kind of have to write it out.
Now, this also means this will include access to walk-in services, right?
Correct. Brand new. Brand new. Yes.
Wow.
Emergency services.
Yes. Like urgent care.
Like urgent care.
If I went into Hilltop Medical.
And they're contracted by the VA,
mm-hmm.
you can be seen. Now, that I was reading that there could be a copay, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure how that's working out. Today, at the meeting.
We can ask.
We can ask at 12:30.
Okay. You know, that right there is a huge thing. on a Saturday and, yeah. you know, something happens to you or remember your, well, you, you can go into then at one of the emergency clinics that signed up for this yeah. and be seen. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to cost you whatever the $65 just to walk in. And then the other stuff that has to happen, it would be a, it would be the, come under your VA benefits
Correct.
That you've earned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that. Hey, we're going to, is there more to that?
There's just one other thing that I want to let people know is the caregiver. We had a post 9/11 caregiver program that was attached to this, and it's a revised version of our caregiver program. And so they're revamping all of it, and they're also extending it not just to post 9/11. They're extending it past that to other veterans, Vietnam veterans. And so this is exciting because we get a lot of Vietnam veterans come in that are really injured from the war and they're needing caregivers. And there wasn't a
I'm
caregiver
gonna take a
program.
Break now because I want to come back to this and by what you mean by caregivers, what this program is when we come back. So it's a little more specific then. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends, and speaking of caregivers, home helpers. Home helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She'll meet with you. She'll make a plan that works for your family. She's been doing this for 15 years, been voted best in the North State for taking care of people for so many times, won so many awards, because she cares about the people she works with and that she cares for. Remember, there's no place like home. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. With Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, 8:30 here on the 29th of May.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Shining Care is proud to present It Takes a Community to Keep Our Seniors Safe Symposium with keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. Join us June 5th, 8 to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, free to the public with lunch. There'll be speakers, resource exhibits, and a panel of experts to take your questions. Seating is limited. Registration required at shiningcare.org/upcoming events. The free Keep Our Elders Safe Symposium is sponsored by PSA2, Passages, Redding Rancheria, and My Umbrella Marketing.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
It seems like a charm down in New Orleans. Seems like a Motown melody. It dreams like...
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460. And this is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on our Free Fire Radio morning show. We're so happy to be here live. This portion of the show, we love to put love into our sponsors, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs. She also helps veterans and families, seniors and business owners since 1993. She's located at Hilltop Drive. If you've been affected by the fire, you have any, again, questions about insurance, or your needs, give her a call at 221-0441. And Celestina Travis is with us. Trevor is with us this morning from Shasta County
Veteran Services.
That's exactly. I kind of got lost in that last part there. But let's
it
go to the.
It took me a year. It took me
to
a year.
To get my name.
I got
her
name right.
I got her name right.
Celestina Travis. And let's go to the phones this morning. We have a caller, Maria. Good morning and welcome to our morning show.
Good morning, Celestina. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Hey, it's Dr. Maria. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Dr. Maria.
Hey, guys. So I'm super excited about the new program. I wanted to let you guys know that I was part of the CHOICE program, obviously, but now with the new program rolling out, we're already seeing our first new patient on Friday. And I wanted to let everyone know the process was really simple. On the outside, out in the field, a patient might know of a doctor and might want to go see that doctor. I don't know how simple it is on the MD side, but as far as how it was for me, the patient just needed to call and get authorization.
Well, that's a lot easier.
And then they were able to see me. If, you know, he just happened to know me, so he was able to call and do it that way. So, I don't know if it will be that easy for everyone else, but I wanted to let you guys know it was really that easy. And, yeah, there's a thick packet of paperwork that came with it, which, you know, won't be too hard. But, you know, you just get everything out on the doctor end of it within 30 days. And, yeah, Celestina's right. Get paid pretty soon, hopefully within 30 days.
So you're saying is that you would recommend this for other medical practitioners like you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's their way to give back and help if they want to help them that way. If they have room on their, you know, schedule, why not?
Well, because they're getting paid the same amount, so it's not like they're having to take a cut and
they're
going to get...
But they're already authorized for visits or a procedure, so, you know, there isn't a lot of fighting an insurance company either.
That's nice. Do you know who they got the authorization from?
I can go offline and talk to you about that later, but... I think it was just calling the VA.
Their doctor or a special number?
Are you talking about the patient or my end?
The patient. Do they have to go to their doctor to get the okay first?
I think there was like an 800 number for the VA.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, okay. So going back, last thing we talked about before the break was this provider care, or not was
caregiver.
Caregiver.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
The post 9/11 caregiver program was set up for
the wife to take care of their husband and get paid for it, because majority of the time they would have to work less hours. They'd have to take their stop their job because they have a traumatic brain injury, or they're at Walter Reed and they've lost their legs and they're going through rehab, and they come home, they need to have 24 hours care. PTSD, if you have a huge PTSD, but the PTSD also has to be a limitation of your some sort of your body. So they have to have a mobilization issue or a traumatic brain issue or something of that sort, that you have to drive them around, get them to their doctors, to help them with their medication, to help them tie their shoes, button their buttons. And
that's an expensive proposition for 24 hours a day.
It
is. 24 hours a day? I guess it could be.
It could be. It most likely is.
And so is this fully funded by the VA?
It is fully funded by the VA. And they come in tiers, tier 1, 2, and 3. And depending on how much care your husband needs is the tier you will get.
Mm-hmm.
And that is based on how many hours a week it takes you to care for him.
Okay. All right. Well, that's another great program. But you said that's been expanded from just post 9/11 to all veterans?
Yes. We don't know where the cutoff is. We don't know yet. Hopefully today we will find out. But they've expanded it prior to post 9/11, which is great.
This is really some huge news.
Yes.
That you've given us today. Besides the fact, of course, is that we're having the groundbreaking for the new VA clinic.
That's exciting.
Is there a secret that, you know, you're going to be able to at least have representation there, which is a great idea?
Yeah. So for the very first time since the 90s.
I don't know if it was a secret.
It's no longer a secret. We're going to have an office there on site.
Well, that's, you know what, we need one there.
Yes.
You know what, that's going to be so much easier because you can just kind of like get them there and then be able to help them, you know, at your main office.
Yes. So it's not a huge office. It's just one room. But we're going to have our outreach, part-time outreach VSR go there several times a week and help with claims and file claims for them.
Yeah, and then if nothing else, they can set up times for them to come in or have them come in and see you at the main office, because if it's going to take a long time, and they'll be able to tell that. But that's a great idea, because part of the problem is reaching out and finding veterans.
Yes.
I mean, when I retired the first time, I mean, there were, you know, I had certain injuries and all that. Never once went to the VA because I was taking jobs in other places, and I said, I just don't have time for this. Yeah. And when I got out the second time and came up to Reading, then I went to the VA hospital or clinic here just to see what it was like, because I'd heard all different things. So, but this gives people a chance to reach out and your people a chance to reach out and grab a veteran.
Yes.
Now, let's just get into some mundane, because I want to come back with one other thing before we leave, but some mundane statistics, okay? How many people a year do you all help?
Well, right now we have over 9,000 on our caseload, and each of us, I hold a 3,200 caseload, and I see on a regular basis about 200 clients, 1 to 200 clients. The rest of my VSRs have about the same caseload, between 2,900 and 3,200, and they too are seeing more like 300 to 400 each. So I have two VSRs right now, and I'm actually hiring a third VSR currently, and we're going through interviews. And then
it'll take a year to get them up to speed, right?
It does.
Because
they have
the schools,
to be accredited.
They have to go through,
right. Yeah, they have to take two legal exams and be fully accredited in order to file your claim, because the claims process is very difficult. And what we do is we like to win. We like to win for our veterans.
Well, you've won for me.
Yeah.
And you know what?
We never give up.
Oh, no. Well, you know, Celestina said, are you saying you don't have this? And I went, and I thought about it. I went, well, yeah, I do have that. And it's tendonitis.
Yeah.
And I've had it, you know, I remember the first time was the standing next to a 50 caliber or standing behind a 50 caliber blasting away. And but it turns out that, then we just see these things where the lawyers are coming all over the place, coming out of the woodwork, talking about the earplugs we were issued aren't any good.
Right.
And if you haven't heard about that, please take a look at the brown and yellow ear protection devices they gave us to wear. Yes. Protect our ears. We're found not to do that. So there's a huge multi-million class action lawsuit going on right now.
I wish I could say I'm shocked, but I'm not.
I'm not shocked either.
No.
On that. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver. And now here's the other thing real quickly. Celestina is helping me so much with this care of a veteran who has dementia. And the reason I haven't brought back the paperwork is one thing. We haven't got that conservatorship finished. And from what I understand, I mean, I've got everything else filled out. We have to wait till we get that conservatorship. Is that true?
The judge to sign it?
The judge to sign it. And see, and this happens when, and this because this comes then to her, and then we can go for the aid in attendance. Is that?
That's correct. Yes.
Which is going to be needed to help pay to keep this gentleman, this former Marine, in the facilities at.
Yes.
So
because they're very expensive.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And you cannot. One of those facilities costs anywhere from $5,000 to more.
$8,000, $9,000 sometimes, especially if you have memory care issues.
Yeah. So it's a type of thing, though, that you have to get with if it's a veteran that served during times of war, whether they were in combat or not. You need to come down and see Celestina Traver because of other things they can do for you down there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has built the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California with Northern Firearms Instruction. Everything from concealed carry to unarmed defense, home defense, anything you can think of falls under what he teaches there. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, Linda, and Carl Bott.
This is my quest to follow.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival with ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. It all starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's Pancake Breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place.
OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know, I need someone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning. It's about, oh gosh, maybe 70 degrees right now. Out there, we're going to have a hot day. We're going to go up to like 83. Well, it's not hot, like 80s, but chance for rain.
89.
Oh.
Supposed to be up to 89. That's a big difference.
It is warm.
Slight chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy tonight, 63. Hey, as we go up through the week, it's 87, then it's 91, 94, 93. But chance of thunderstorms throughout every single night forecast.
Wow.
Okay, just, you know, FYI. And by the way, I want to let you know that we have some Riverfront Playhouse passes. This is a complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged. By Adam Long, Daniel Singer, and Jess Winfield. This goes to June 15th, so you can redeem these tickets. Want to give you four today when you call here right now at 605-4567. That's the hotline. Love to make the theater, love the theater, fill the seats. So that's complete works of William Shakespeare that's happening at River Front Playhouse.
Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver from, of course, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we want to make clear that this Missions Act is not privatization of the VA.
No, it's not. There was a lot of fears out there that it would be, but it is actually not. The Missions Act is designed to strengthen and improve the VA high-quality health care system overall.
What it does is it's a supplement that if you can't get to a doctor because there's not enough doctors or it's a specialty they do not handle right here at the clinic, you can go out in town and be seen.
Absolutely.
And they're going to get paid within 30 days, so you're going to have more providers wanting to sign up for this.
I think this is going to be a positive thing for us.
I think very positive.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, y'all got graffitied.
Oh, my. Did we ever.
You know, this...
Yes.
But,
little bit, lot. What does that look like? What, where was that?
On our monument.
Ooh.
Yes. There was a graffiti, All Nations Civilization, spray painted in black on our monument. And it's, you know, it's stucco, so you can't just wipe it off with that cleaner. It
has to be steam cleaned off, huh?
It has to be primed and painted. Mm. And so it was all around it. And then it was also on our planter and just several places. So, yeah. And I do want to say a thank you.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. So the district attorney's investigators came down and got the pictures. And they, RPD, came in and called me immediately. And then we got it on the video. We pulled the video, the DA. Mm-hmm. Pulled the video and gave it to RPD, and they put it up on their social media. And
it was shared like 1,000 times.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because they really supported our office. Without that, they wouldn't have caught her within 24 hours.
And now what's she doing?
I don't know.
Hopefully she's sitting someplace, but we don't know.
Yeah. I'm hoping
that they caught her, though.
They caught her. Yeah. And I think it's really important for, you know, I have this saying that evil prevails when good men do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really important that when we see a crime or we see something happen, we go after that. I think we have a responsibility as a citizen in this community to really uphold where we work and where we live. And I think if we all pull together, you know, we...
Well, the other thing, too, is we need to follow up on it in the sense of when we report something, get the officer's name that we're talking to.
Yes.
And then say, you know, and then, you know, keep track of what's going on. So, like, hey, I called about this. I talked to Officer Smith, and 2 hours later somebody showed up. By then the thieves had left. You know, I'd said it was a theft in progress. I don't think that happens. I think they'll get right there. Mm-hmm. But for other things. But you have to keep, you know, you have to keep pushing. And we have so many calls for service. You know, eventually people are going to realize that, you know, 7 officers on a shift isn't quite enough.
Not quite.
To get out. And, but I'm so happy they found the person who did it, and it's, has it been repaired already?
It's in the process.
In the process of it right now.
It is. Okay. It really is. And thank you for Channel 7 and the Record Searchlight. They did an article on it, and I didn't ask. They just came because it's important.
It is big news.
Yeah. I mean, defacing our Veterans Service Office is a no-go. You know, that's our veterans, and that's sacred property.
We like to think that.
There's
other people that probably don't think that.
Probably don't.
We're just sucking off the government breast, you know.
No,
there's people that think that out there. I've seen comments.
Well, they've had the Vietnam Wall. I'm not saying this is no permission, but even the Vietnam Wall under has been.
We went out there one time. It had been damaged.
Right.
And,
somebody threw paint.
Yeah.
Somebody scratched.
Broke it. And after that, there was at least for a while there was a lot of the Patriot Guard riders back from that area. Mm-hmm. They took turns being out there 24 hours a day to make sure nobody was going to damage the monument. But those things happen because for a variety of reasons. In this case, it was a woman who's got mental problems or drug problems or both did it. And, because they knew who she was. Here's the thing is like so many when they saw the video, and the cops probably had a good idea as soon as they saw the video who it was. And then many people also called in with saying that they thought they knew who it was, too, from what I understand.
Yes, and it was really nice. They put it on their social media feed. Mm-hmm. So people were actually typing in, oh, I saw her here in Magnolia Avenue, and, oh, she was looking in drains here. And it really helped because it allowed the police to really hone in on it.
Okay.
I want to remind everybody, too, Carl, because I know I'm going into an archive here, and for those people who maybe were driving and didn't quite get all the information from this morning's show, you can go to KCNR and go into the archives. You have to wait for a couple hours for it to upload, but you can get the information from any of our shows in the archives. I'm going back to a May 2nd archive I want to post about running this Thursday night for North State. Now, I am going to be doing a rerun. It will be Regina Mancha and Richard Osaka, he's the choreographer, and she is the new artistic director for the show Mamma Mia. So I'm going to be singing Thursday night at Wind River with my group, so I can't be there and here. So I'm rerunning. Tomorrow night, because I really want to be able to, promote Mamma Mia. And I was talking about with Celestina about we've got great theater here. And of course, we had the Riverfront Playhouse tickets we've been trying to give away here this morning. And anyway, so tomorrow night there will be a rerun of that show, and they wanted me to post it on the Cascade. But if they're going around in a big circle, if you listen to the show this morning with Celestina or some other people that were on and you can't get that information, you go online and you'll have the whole entire show.
This is for Marcus Parton, because that's what he does all the time. He's doing something in the morning, but he listens to the show at some point. So big shout out to Marcus. Now, tomorrow night, Linda's going to be singing at Wind River, but a different time.
7 to 9.
7 to 9 tomorrow night. It's going to be another great time, great event. Nick Gardner. Nick Gardner, who is a man about town that goes to all these meetings, that we had to move him from last Thursday to this Thursday.
Thank you for being flexible,
tune in tomorrow.
Nick.
Gosh, the guy is, he has a vast amount of knowledge, and he has some really strong ideas. We're going to talk about the 1% or the 1 cent sales tax proposition and talk about that and probably among other things.
Promise he'll be on.
Today at 10 o'clock, you still have time to get out to the groundbreaking ceremony for our new VA clinic. That's going to start at 10 o'clock out there on Knighton Road across from the Veterans Home. And today also, 12:30, go on to the VA outpatient clinic. Get a chance to voice your opinions or ask questions and get answers from Director Stockwell, who comes in about once a quarter. Celestina Traver, thank you so much for what you do for our veterans in this county.
Yes.
And I'm not going to even get into how much that you bring into this county. I'm just talking about what you do, your heart, how you're always there. Well, you're supposed to be closed for lunch. Yeah. Right.
Right. We are, but we're always doing things in the office to catch up on paperwork and making sure the claims are going through.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for you and all your people there. Okay. Hey, hon. Want to say is that
Trish Clark tomorrow morning.
That's right. Portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I have never missed saying that.
Better say it. Hurry
up. Man's last stronghold. Go on and see them.
Johnny Cash can only sing for so long.
It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.